Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Buckle up, because today we're diving deep into something powerful. Cultivating inner strength and courage. Ever feel like life's throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? You know that feeling when you face a tough decision, a scary situation, or even just a day that feels like it's stacked against you. Well, guess what? We all get there. But the good news is, we have an inner wellspring of strength and courage waiting to be tapped. Now, I'm not talking about becoming some superhero with superhuman abilities. This is about building resilience, finding that unshakable core within yourself that lets you navigate life's ups and downs with grace and grit. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate the inner strength and courage. First off, embracing discomfort. It's easy to shy away from things that make us feel uncomfortable, but it's often in those moments of stretching beyond our comfort zone where true growth happens. Think about it like this. Your muscles don't get stronger by staying cozy on the couch, right? They need a good workout. Same goes for your mind and spirit. So next time you encounter something that feels a little scary or out of your element, remember it's an opportunity to flex those inner muscles. Number 2. Practicing mindfulness. This isn't just about meditating on a mountaintop, though if that works for you, go for it. Mindfulness is about being present in the moment, observing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this: when we're constantly caught up in worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, we miss out on the richness of the present. By practicing mindfulness, we can learn to anchor ourselves in the here and now, finding strength and clarity even amidst chaos. Third, cultivating self-compassion. We tend to be a lot harder on ourselves than we are on others. But guess what? You deserve kindness, just like everyone else. Treat yourself with the same understanding and care you would offer a good friend going through a tough time. Celebrate your successes, learn from your mistakes, and remember that you're human, perfectly imperfect. Number 4. Surrounding yourself with positive influences. Think about it, who do you gravitate towards? Who lifts you up, inspires you, and makes you feel good about yourself? Choose to spend time with people who bring out the best in you, who support your growth, and who encourage you to be your authentic self. And finally, number 5. Taking action. This is where the rubber meets the road. Inner strength isn't just a feeling. It's about putting your values into practice, stepping up when it matters, and showing up for yourself and others. Even small acts of courage can ripple out and create a powerful impact. Think about that time you had to stand up for something you believed in, even if it felt scary. Or maybe you took a risk, stepped outside your comfort zone, and discovered hidden strengths you never knew you had. Those moments are proof that inner strength is within reach, waiting for us to tap into it. Remember, life throws curveballs, but it's how we respond that defines us. By cultivating inner strength and courage, we become more resilient, more capable, and ultimately, more fulfilled. Let's say you're facing a big presentation at work. Your stomach is doing flip-flops, your mind's racing with worst-case scenarios, and you feel the urge to back out. But remember those key takeaways. First, embrace the discomfort. This is where growth happens. Second, practice mindfulness. Focus on your breath. Center yourself in the present moment. Third, be kind to yourself. Everyone gets nervous. It doesn't mean you're not capable. Fourth, surround yourself with positivity. Maybe a supportive colleague or friend can give you a pep talk. And finally, take action. You prepared for this. You know your stuff, and you've got this. Even if things don't go perfectly, remember the lesson learned, the courage it took to show up, and keep building that inner strength. Remember, folks, life isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them head-on with courage and grace. That's a wrap for today's episode. Remember those 5 key takeaways: embrace discomfort, practice mindfulness, cultivate self-compassion, surround yourself with positivity, and take action. Now go out there and show the world your inner strength. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of courage. Until next time, stay sharp, stay grounded, and keep shining.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.